Well, with the current energy crisis facing the country and industries being most affected, energy experts have been promoting nuclear energy as the surest way to move the country from the crisis. They believe more expertise must be harnessed in order to generate adequate energy to resolve the issue. Panelists on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point made these suggestions when they discussed the topic, Ghana Atomic Energy and Nuclear Energy. First, the head of nuclear energy at the Ministry of Energy, Isaac Ennison, believes the country would have been an exporter if it had followed the plans and projections of Ghana's first president, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. He noted that though successive governments in the Fourth Republic have seen the essence in promoting nuclear energy, lack of funding is a major challenge.
Advices have been going on, but there have been some challenges with respect to the implementation aspect of these advice to government. And one major challenge has been the funding aspect. You need this capacity, you need this amount of electricity, but you have to build a plant and infrastructure. And considering our developmental state, normally we have to depend on donor funding. And it also comes with strengths, and so on and so forth. You want to go this way, but well, the one giving you the money also tell you that this is what I can do, this is what I can give you. So all these issues goes a long way to affect the implementation of our strategic energy plan. So recently there have been discussions on how to finance energy projects in Ghana so that we don't run into such a situation as we've been going through. So the truth is that it is not that the technocrats and the researchers have not been working. Actually, there have been a lot of studies on Ghana's energy situation. Projections have been made. Recently, if you could hear from our ministry, the target is to install 5,000 megawatts of electricity by the year 2016.
The Director General of the Ghana Atomic Energy Commission, Professor Benjamin Nyako, said the objectives for setting up the commission have been defeated, and to move industries forward to be net exporter of goods, the country must first tackle energy issues. He added that different energy sources are available for the country to exploit. Relying on only one source is very risky for the development of the country.
Nobody will promote nuclear energy over hydro, and nobody will promote nuclear energy over maybe thermal, whatever, if you have the ability to do that. We have to do energy planning. As you look into the country, all our hydro resources are gone, and we are in this mess. So what do you do? So energy is basically necessity. The first driver is what called energy security. So we are talking about energy mix. We shouldn't rely only on hydro or thermal, or when we rely on only two or three, you have a problem. So you bring all of them together in America and develop, and that's what they do. They bring all the energy sources available together. So when there's a problem, high cost of thermal, you shift to another thing. So what we are saying is that we should, as a country, if we want to develop, we should bring all the sources of energy together so that what Nkrumah talked about, we'll be able to achieve it. That's what Nkrumah is. Nkrumah, when he was opening atomic energy reactor, he talked about renewable, and he said that atomic energy should also tap what we call solar energy into the system. So we are bringing us a lot of work to do.
For his part, an energy consultant, Clement Abavana, said nuclear energy has adverse effects on the environment. He advised government and energy experts to look at alternative ways, such as renewable and geothermal ways of producing power.
The main thing there is the fact that it leaves behind it a trail of radioactive material which we will need to contend with for hundreds of years to come. And therefore, in keeping with what all the other countries are trying to do, we should look more on the renewables, as Nkrumah mentioned in his inaugural speech. So we should look at the renewables, solar, wind, geothermal, biofuels. These technologies are coming up. Right now, the problem we have with solar is that the solar panel as we have it now is not very efficient. It converts only about 18 to 20% of the energy that falls on it into electricity. Recently, two research companies in America and Germany came together and have done some more research onto it. They have come up with a prototype that is is able to do 33.9% conversion into electricity. If we are able to move on the improving the efficiency of the solar panel, we will be able to meet most of our demands without harming the environment as we see it now. Because the global warming issue is a reality, and we cannot run away from the fact that this is what is causing the storms and the floods that we are having, because the weather patterns have changed, and it is necessary for us to look at those ones in detail.
You heard panelists on GTV's current affairs program Talking Points discussing nuclear and renewable energy as alternative means of generating power.